Ladies and gentlemen, do you have your masks on now? Do you have them, or do you have trouble buying them? Mr. Trump says we're going to make them more available. We have a rush job on them. He's approved of additional new travel restrictions on Iran. And Iran seems to be increasingly isolated. Isn't that something? Demonization is expanding now into the medical warfare. Doesn't this look a little bit suspicious to you? Why, it sure does to me. And they're using this anyway, in any event, you know, as another example to isolate Iran. I'm very suspicious of biochemical warfare. I always have been. And most of these things have originated within the military-industrial complex. That's the problem. When you think of World War One, you think of trench warfare. You think of gas warfare. All of these things were being used. You know, I have a movie, and the movie was made in the 1960s. It was made by people who are of the communist persuasion, obviously, and it has to do with germ warfare, biological warfare, and, of course, the culprit was this German doctor. But in any event, it's a very colorful movie, and it had to do, as I say, with warfare going back to World War One and the mustard gas and all of that. And you could see it was very well done in terms of special effects. And you could see the skin just peeling off, you know, the skin peeling off the fingers, the hands, and everything. And this was considered so barbaric, so incredible, that it was outlawed. But now, of course, after World War One, we could be more civilized and use the atomic bomb. And we've advanced, haven't we? Yes, we have. I think I've got to get in that time machine next week and take that excursion to the year 802701. You know, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be laughable. And this is why, in the scriptures, what we find today is a repudiation by man and by Satan's children encouraging his people, God's people, to look the other way. Don't pay attention to what God says. Don't even open the book. Don't read the Bible. Don't even spend a minute a day. This millennial crowd doesn't even know how to spell the word Bible. They're all locked and loaded in this digital age, social media. And they spread a lot of misinformation, and sometimes the truth gets mixed in, and that's more dangerous than anything, is a little bit of truth, isn't it? Not enough, but a little. And so, once again, you know, we see what man has done. You know, God says in Genesis that it regretted him, it angered him, actually, that he had ever created man again on the face of the earth in flesh form in this age, because he's out of control. He'd done things to harm himself, to harm the natural environment that God gave him, the cures. He gave you everything you need to maintain a normal sense of well-being. Not perfection in the flesh, no. Not eternal life in the flesh, no. But to live, and to live well. We're in the modern age, though, aren't we? We're in the 21st century, aren't we? The age of progress, of advances medicinally, of advances scientifically. Haven't we advanced to that point? No. Quite the contrary. If you look at the whole world and where we are today in terms of a century, two centuries ago, all things not being equal, but considering all things at the same time, we are in much worse shape today than we were then. And And now you can see the handwriting on the wall. It's not getting any better. It's not going to get any better. And no political candidate I know of, no party, no president, no vice president, no secretary of state, no group of nations coming together is going to change it. No United Nations, House of Alger Hiss, is going to make it well. None of it. It's all lies. Yeah, that's all we've been fed in our lifetime is lies. Now it's time for the truth. God sets it right, and we mess it up. And people don't want to hear that. No, I can live without God. I don't have to hear that stuff. I remember one day I made a statement in a little sandwich shop, you know. Woman walks in, and we're talking about the lights, the electricity going out, and everything. And I just flippantly said, you know, this is just the beginning of the martial law. I don't believe in that crap, she said like that, you know. Just like that. She didn't want to hear it. I said, you will when you least expect it. When your mobile devices are shut down and you have everything stored in them and you have no access, no backup, nothing, then you'll find out. But it'll have to take that to wake you up, and it may be too late. You may wake up in a casket, in a coffin. Speaking of coffin, I want to play the next and final clip today, and then we'll take calls and Art will join us. From a movie I played years ago, and I think this is probably so biblical, to be found in a horror movie from Britain in 1962. This is a dialogue between the mad scientist and the nurse who's trying to straighten him out on creating life, Frankensteinian life. It was called Dr. Blood's Coffin. And it starred Kieran Moore, the male, and Hazel Court, the female actress who played the nurse. And if we have that clip ready now, Ken, I'd like to play that clip about this experimentation this mad doctor was doing. Let's hear it.
I told you that in Vienna, I was on the brink of one of the greatest discoveries known to man. But I was stopped because they were afraid. Well, I came home to complete that experiment.
What experiment?
You saw Tregay out of the mine. A useless tramp. What good was he to himself or to anybody else?
You can't let a man die so that you can discover something. It doesn't matter how important it is. That is murder.
Well, everywhere men are dying. Great men, philosophers, artists, scientists. But if they could live on, look how they could contribute to the advancement of man. Tregay is going to help me prove that I can give life where there was death.
You still can't let a man die. You're a doctor.
He's going to die, Linda. But in dying, he's going to help someone else live, someone who deserves to live.
Who are you to say who is to live and who is to die? You have no right to judge.
Yes, I have. As a scientist, I have the right.
No, you have not. That right belongs to God, because it is he alone who gives life.
No. I can take Tregay's heart, and with it, I too can create life.
That isn't creation. You have to kill to give your sort of life.
You like the others. You want to limit man's province.
No. What I say is that until you can create life out of nothing, then you have no right to take life.
Try to understand. A scientist has to be ruthless and unafraid. No one has the right to put limitations on my work because of some outmoded superstitious belief.
You want me to deny God, and instead to kneel down and worship a new God, science.
No, Linda. I'm asking you to believe in me, to help me and share in my discovery.
Never.
Well, how can you be so blind? Can't you see what it can mean to the world to let brilliant men go on living, contributing to the greatness of man?
You want the world to bow down to your greatness. You have the pride of Lucifer. Well, he also wanted to be equal with God, and he suffered damnation for it. And anything that you conjure up will be in his image.
You will use any excuse to stop me, because you're frightened that I might succeed.
No. No, I'm frightened of what you're doing to yourself. Oh, yes, you can give some sort of life to the body. But the men you are talking about aren't great because of their bodies. They're great because they use their minds and their souls, which are in the image of God. All you will have will be a physical shell, which will be evil. Is that what you want?
I want to prove that science can overcome death. I want to prove that there is no limit to man's province. And if the only way I can do this is by calling on the power of evil, then I call on this power. I call on it to guide my brain, my eyes, my hands to prove that I'm right.
Well, there you go. Where'd you ever hear such truth as that? I'm telling you, man, it's just amazing. Man is still trying. Science, so-called, is trying to replace God. Now, he doesn't like that. I mean, there's only one. And as I read again in the book of Exodus, you know, once again, he has to remind his people over and over again, do not build any altars to any of these gods, these lesser gods, that is an abomination. And unfortunately, they will do that. They will do it in short time. They will start playing the game of idolatry. And that is the one sin that is among others, but at the top of the list of things that he hates. You know, remember the Lord thy God, and remember that I, and I alone, brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, unfortunately, America has other gods. America, Israel today is a pagan nation. And so we're having all these curses, and so we're having all these wars and all these fake peace events like Afghanistan, so we can move on to Syria once again, continue the war in the name of peace. It's all one big massive delusion. Do I sound like I'm on a pedestal? Probably. I'm sorry, but I'm only here once a week. And I'm telling you what I see, what I feel, and what I hear, and what I sense during this week in time. And time is going to run out. So we need to prepare psychologically, spiritually, above all else, physically as best we can. Watch what we eat, where it comes from, because we today, as Americans and much of the world, we're deliberately made dependent on this vestibule of corruption that comes from communism. Communist China, betrayed to communism in 1949 by Harry Truman and his administration, and George Marshall, the man who brought us to Pearl Harbor. Imagine the lives of people on his stench-filled soul, what he did, what he accomplished for evil, the millions of souls that were subjugated or killed off because of his duplicity and treachery. Make no mistake about that. This, too, part of that 20th century, Rothschild century of evil. We were born in that century, most of us. And we know 1948 would be the year of the evil figs being planted in Jerusalem, the fig tree. That generation, in my opinion, in my estimation, is just about ready to culminate now. So we're seeing the beginning of, and maybe not even the beginning, but the middle stages of this swarming taking place around America and Europe and our Adamic Caucasian Israelite nations, as well as the whole world, being driven into bankruptcy, being driven into a state of non-entities, a state where the enemy has surfaced and ruled over you. And the World Jewish Congress and the ADL working more fastidiously than ever before to bring about trials for people accused of hate crimes, trials for patriots and for nationalists and for Americanists. Here in America, like they did with the anti-sedition trials, really in the World War I era. People were tried for treason and treachery because they would not go off to war. You know? And the same thing in World War II under Roosevelt. So we need to know the power of the state is not a good power when that state is controlled by Lucifer. And people are willing to bow down to him, bow down to Lucifer, and not bow down to the Almighty who created them. So you know what? They have to experience the curses, unfortunately. What else can we say? Amen? Amen. Do I hear an amen, Ken? All right. Yes, yes. All right, let me take a call or two. We have a couple of minutes in here because Art... Your basic philosophy of what is taking place around this issue alone, just this issue of the coronavirus and COVID-19. It'll morph into a new one tomorrow. But I'd like to hear from some of our astute listeners that have some observations. I know many send me things all the time, and there are so many different points of view. I've just expressed a few. Our number, of course, is 800-313. 9443, 1-800-313-9443. And when we have the okay, we'll take a call. All right, so you join us. Give us your perspective. But it is so true that man is trying to play God. Science has taken over. They know what's best for us, don't they? And they have a whole landscape of cemeteries and mausoleums to prove it. Trust us. All right, trust us. Put them up all on the screen there. And thank you. Let's go to Mark first in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Well, I've been out at the GOP as a part to a Second Amendment. And can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Oh, okay. I was out at this, I don't know, some of the ever-Trumpers don't like me because I'm like, I don't believe in deifying Trump or a delusional mentality that has fulfilled all his campaign promises. But anyway, I was out there handing out little cart-sized slips of paper with republicbroadcasting.org and call-in number. And I didn't want to give them your number because, quite frankly, you might just blow their mind.
I probably you might, would.
You would probably be a bit, but you're not, you know, like, here's Kelso. You'll like him because he's an ever-Trumper, too, and he thinks that Trump is God or God right-hand guy. And I'm like, oh, yeesh. Well, let me ask you something. I was just looking through the Nixon archives. And what I really want to find is I'm in the GOP delegate process to say, are you people, I mean, are you capable of listening to reason for once? Because what I really want to find is I heard this audio tape where Billy Graham told Richard Nixon, and I was like, I heard him say it, but I want to play it where I have Billy Graham's voice saying that the synagogue of Satan created socialism, communism, and Zionism. Because they might believe it if they hear it in the voice of Billy Graham. Does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah, it does make sense sequentially, logically. Yeah, I can understand your point.
I'm just wondering if you know of somebody who would know where to find in these archives where Billy Graham was reported to have said this. And I know that what I heard was that he profusely apologized when certain things, and I do agree, he said that this synagogue of Satan has a stranglehold on our system that you people ought to know better. The outward trappings of a representative form of government is not by itself a republic when there are criminal elements that believe and behave that they're above the law, like the CIA going out and ousting Mossadegh and murdering JFK, but they had other partners in crime, but basically, there's criminal elements in the system, and that's why any claim that we have a republic is a misconception based on the idea that we get to vote between the carpetbagger on one hand or the scalawaga on the other, and to me, that's not legitimately a choice when neither side addresses the fact that there's elements of this government that need to be disbanded. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and getting back to Mark, getting back to that discussion, I guess, that Graham was having, I think one of them I know of was Richard Nixon and he talking about the various issues. Would that be one of them?
Well, I know that, like I said, I found the Nixon archives and I've been examining them, making notes of Graham talk with Nixon on this date and tape number 1-14, 1-014. And 1-017, and on. Yeah. So, like, I have to go through them all. And some of them have, and I don't know if it's something where they're working on the archives or what, but some of them have a little thing where you can press the button and it plays a recording. And the thing is, I want to find out exactly what was the tape number, what was the exact excerpt where I can get this.
Because I think you could probably look it up in varieties of ways and news segments, or go to the Nixon library, if there may be Nixon archive, where you can definitely search engine it under the heading of Nixon talks about this and that and what have you. So I would say you should definitely do that on your own, and it's worth doing. You know, we'll probably
wondering if you know. Okay, what I'm asking, and that's what I have been doing, and it's gotten very time consuming. And yeah. I'm starting a new job on Sunday night, and I'm still looking forward to getting some unemployment insurance one of these days to cover some money I borrowed from my siblings. But because my mom and dad are both gone now. But the thing is that I'm looking for. I'm just wondering if you happen to know somebody who's already done that, or somebody that's of like mind that I could collaborate with, because there's a lot of material there, and I started slogging through it, and I got a ways to go, but still, I'm just wondering if anybody out there. Tell you what, markanabaptist@gmail.com. If anybody wants to work with me on digging this excerpt up, because the thing is, I want to help people come to their senses, because most of the people were fairly friendly to me, and one of them was shrieking, "You're a liberal!" And I'm like, yes, I'm a classical liberal because I agree with the founders, and one of the guys said, well, if you agree with the founders, then you agree with us. And it's like, no, because you guys, you look at the founders, and you don't get that the founders warned us about the mess we're in now, like having two dominant parties that collude to obstruct competition, and whether or not an alternative party person gets into office, at least an alternative party will address the fact that the Federal Reserve System is a Rothschild plutocratic fraud. And that's why I'm going through this. I don't like, there's some of these people that are okay, and some of these people that are so off the deep end that they would just rather snarl at me with hateful tones about how I'm an anti-Semite because I agree with the King of the Jews. And I'm like, it's red ink, there it is. Read it, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. It's like, Mayor,
all right,
you
Mark,
ain't it.
You know, yeah, there's many questions there. I would say, first of all, that I can't give you any specific reference off the top of my head right now. I will look it up, and I will search, but also Art's website, he's coming on. He may be on his website, No Place, what is it called now? NoPlaceForCorruption.com.
Nope.
He can give you some pointers, and we'll bring it up and discuss it, because there have been many references when Dr. Graham was speaking with Nixon and Reagan and Eisenhower. You know, he was buddy-buddy with all of them. You know, the funny thing is, let me tell you, is that Billy Graham used to hobnob with all the Republican presidents especially. He was noted for that. But when he was asked once, and I don't know the source, but I know that it has been documented, when he was asked how he voted, and he says, "I'm a Democrat, a registered Democrat." So you don't believe anything they say, okay? As far as I'm concerned, I don't care. Especially if they're preachers, you've got to be very careful today. Very careful. So that's all I can tell you. Mark, we'll try to get an answer for you. If anybody else has an answer, then fine. Thank you, sir. We have to run. Good points. Very good points, though. Appreciate your effort. Yeah. Also, you have to consider something else, too. And that is that when you're trying to reach people who are churched, people who are, and I mean churchianity, not Christianity, but people who go to these meetings and they worship the televangelists and they learn everything they know from the preachers and not from the scriptures, they're going to believe a lie in most cases. Sorry, but they're going to believe in a lot of lies, and they're going to preach it as gospel. And if you try to hit them over the head and try to reach them and try to reason with them, forget it. In most cases, you can't. So, you know, they don't want to hear it, and they're not meant to hear it. Many of them, by their ignorance and their lack of knowledge, are actually protected, because if they really do know more, I think God's going to hold them more accountable for what they do know that's true and then rejecting it. You see what I'm saying, folks? That's my add-on, all right? Okay. Do we have another caller here, Ken? Okay, you have I'm not seeing them on the Skype screen. Oh, I have to go way up. Oh, let's see where. Where is it? Well, why don't you just... can you refresh them? Can you just refresh them on the Skype screen? Let's see if we can do that now, because I wind up missing calls. All right. Bill Gates isn't calling. No, God forbid, right? He would never call this show. He might try to buy us, though, right? Okay. All right, so we have Art with us, and let's bring him up first. Let's bring up Art and say hello to him. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. How do I sound for you?
Welcome back.
Well, you're welcome. So I listened to the last caller. I could give a very simple answer. You can find out what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
You should look at a YouTube video where Nixon and what's his name, the preacher's name, I just forgot his name.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, right. And they talked with each other, and Nixon says to Billy Graham, we got to do something about the Jewish control of the media, all right?
Yes.
Right. So what was he referring to? He was referring to Operation Mockingbird, the CIA program to control the media. And who was in control of that? Okay, it was Walter Annenberg, who picked his cabinet for him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're talking about. And if you want to find out about Walter Annenberg, just look at AmericanMafia.com, Article 194, The Meat. Okay, and it'll show you right there. It comes right from the damn Chicago outfit, right from Capone. Okay, then the other part you can find... You walk into the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, near Brea, the tar pits, and as you walk right in there, just to the right of the front entrance there is a whole big exhibit of the Annenberg's contribution to the Nixon administration. That's how you find it. It's right, right in front of you. It's not hidden. So
that I agree, fully.
Right. What happened is, for me doing the research, and other people too, is putting two and two together. That's what they've got us so brainwashed that when we look at it, we don't even recognize what we're looking at.
Well, Sherlock Holmes used to be noted for saying, if you want to hide something from everybody, put it where everyone can see it, right in front of them.
Right.
I mean, that's all too true. People will not believe it if it's right there. They'll think it's a ruse.
Yes.
But yes, you're right. I mean, I remember that. I remember that in the 70s, hearing about it from a radio preacher and reading it. Dr. Graham did admit to these things. And then, later, he denied that he even said such things. I mean, you know, how disingenuous can you be? Why are you apologizing? You know, what do you apologize for? You're apologizing for an observation that's true?
Right. Right. He's apologizing because the Jewish lobby is so powerful they would ruin his reputation and ruin his ability to properly minister to people.
Well, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association was big from the 1950s on. By the 70s, they owned God knows how many stations. They owned their own motion picture company, produced their own films, evangelistic films, and all kinds of, associated industries. But it goes to show you, you have to ask the question, where does the money come from? I don't know.
I mean,
there are many big donors to John Hagee's church. There are many big donors to Pat Robertson and military people especially. Now you can go right down the line, Baraka Church in Dallas. You can go down the line in California, and you can go to all these others, Tim LaHaye, and many of these great evangelists and so forth, you know. You know, the late great Planet Earth type of thing. Hal Lindsey, you know. There's a number of them, but there's a whole new crop of them now within the evangelical community, and mostly every single one is either a hardcore Zionist or an apologist for them, for the synagogue of Satan, you know?
Right. And if you look at it more closely, because me being in business, looking at it, most of these people are, you know, executives in corporations. That power comes from the Federal Reserve Bank. That's where it's coming from.
Exactly.
It's really that simple. Because they control the money.
Amen. That's the key, isn't it? All right, we'll get back to this in our previous discussion and our calls. We can bring them up in just about 3 minutes. Stay tuned and support Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we are back now. And I believe Art is still with us. We're going to go right back to the phones and take some other callers. I believe we have Dan in Washington first. Hello, Dan in Washington.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm starting to listen to this show more and more. Real quick, what's the music for your intro?
That is McGair. That is, what's his name? I believe the Beatles' brother there. All of a sudden, I drew a blank. But anyway, it's the song is "Have I Got Troubles?" Have you got troubles? And that's the name of it, McGair.
It's almost sounds like James Bond or something, kind of the classical.
Yeah, that's right. Part. Somebody came up with that for me a long time ago, and you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's quite apropos for me, you know. Thank you for that comment.
Thank you. Well, I was going to call about the Black Plague and these viruses. Real quick, you think that the mistake the Zionist Christians are making, okay, there's this prophecy of the end times and the synagogue, those who call themselves the Jews will, but are of the synagogue of Satan will, know that I love the Christian. There's that prophecy, but I guess these Zionist Christians think that they're supposed to help the prophecy along versus traditional Christianity, where that's not really our business. Is that, am I correct in my thinking there?
Yes, essentially that's right. They do feel that they have a moral obligation to help fulfill prophecy, and so they're helping. Many of them are in Jerusalem there as, you know, helpers for the rabbis to build their temple and to build a worship, you know, ceremony for them. You know, it's interesting because last I had read that the government of Jordan was arguing now, because they're the overseers, you know, of the wall, of the Western Wall and the Temple Mount right now. And they were arguing because the Israeli government wants to bring about a high-speed rail service that will take people to the wall, the Western Wall, as quickly as they possibly can. And that is an indicator of just how things are moving along, you know. And they put up a protest. The last I heard, there was a temporary lull in that particular plan. But they are faithful. The Christian Zionists are very faithful to the Messiah of those who are the enemies of Christ and those who have declared they are the enemies of Christ. So I think they're going to have to answer for that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I think the when you watch that, what is it, TBN or Daystar Network, it's like this weird Jewish form of Christianity where they're just slobbering over Jews all day. It's pretty... That, what is that? That, you know, the Daystar Network.
I don't watch it. I don't know enough about it.
It's
I really don't.
It's pretty. But yeah, what the caller was talking about, Billy Graham. It used to be on YouTube. It might be on BitChute, but he was talking to Nixon, and Nixon saying, "Yeah, they run the New York Times, the media," and Billy Graham says, "This must be stopped, or this nation's going to be destroyed." And then I've wondered that too about Billy Graham. Maybe he was thinking, well, if we can support Israel and get them all to move there, then that's a way to get them out of here. But either that or he just totally sold out, you know, and is not a good person at all.
Well, we'll find out. We don't judge, you know, but we just we have to observe the actions are not good in the long run, and what people do, why they do it, we don't know. You know, only God knows that. But the preachers, when they get so big, when preachers get big and the churches grow, that's the time to sit back and, I think, stand away from it and just take a bigger look at them, you see. Follow me?
Yeah.
You hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you. And I think Christians need to make a stand because the Presbyterian Church voted to boycott Israel, actually, and that's a mainline church. And then the Quakers came out, so, and there's some Catholic ones, but so people really need to make a stand, I think, within their church. And if the Southern Baptists are totally controlled by the synagogue, then stand up and say, sorry, I'm leaving the Southern Baptists and go to the Presbyterians. You know, it's we don't like to criticize each other as Christians, but I think that's a fight that's coming that needs to happen. People need to get smarter which denomination they're a part of, you know, and support.
Well, that's it. And, you know, many of them are evangelicals. Many are fundamentalists. They're waiting for the rapture to take them away anyway, so nothing means anything to them. You know, I mean, you got the mainline apostate churches. They don't believe the gospel. They don't believe in the scriptures, but they do believe in the, you know, morality and taking a stand against apartheid and stuff. They're social activists, social gospel churches, you know. So you've got a wide range of what is called Christianity today, but, you know, the best advice I can give people, if your conscience is being pricked and you can hear this message and it means something to you, then get out. Just don't stay in the church. Get out, don't fellowship, and don't give them money. And make them know it, that you're not going to support their individual church if they're not doing the right thing. That's easy enough, isn't it?
I agree totally. That's how it's supposed to work. You know, people got to make a stand. Because somewhere back in history, your parents or grandparents decided to be Southern Baptist versus Baptist, or Presbyterian or whatever, so the least people can do is pick a denomination. And I agree, the evangelicals are more like an AA group, if anything. They're just about how to have a good attitude or fix your personal life, or the Dave Ramsey types. They just don't think about this stuff at all. Back to the... I'll hurry up, but I think the Renaissance brought about the Black Plague in Europe, and then the ruling elite kind of realized, and then that helped reduce population, so the bankers realized, hey, we can actually create wealth by reducing population, and then Nick Kissinger talks about, bringing war and disease to the third world to reduce population to, I look at these wars, even Hitler and Mein Kampf talked about the scourge of overpopulation, and you got to look at some of these wars and wonder, are they just trying to reduce population because they know the stock market might be crashing? So that's a way to help save the system.
Well, they will reduce population for the sake of controlling it more easily, but they don't want to do away with everyone. They need to have somebody as subjects to rule over. And this is why they will never completely destroy the earth or anything in the earth. They'll make it their bailiwick, as they have done, and they'll manage it. And they'll do with it what they very well please. God permitting, of course, all these things are within his economy, and it's all going to come to a terminus for them anyway. So no matter what they do, you know what? Just keep the faith, study, and not be worried about it. Take a stand and not a fall, all right? How's that?
Right,
I agree, man. Thank you. Thanks for your call.
All right,
thank you very much.
Bye.
Tom in Utah is back again. Hello, Tom. You're up.
Are you ready for a bounce?
I'm ready for anything reasonable that you can throw at us. Go right ahead.
I don't like being reasonable. I just like being exact, if I can.
Exactly.
The number one cause of death is ignorance, brainwashing, or violation of the creation's law. So that's where we have our problem. You know, these individuals, they love to exercise their power to brainwash you, keep you ignorant, and then you become your own destroyer. And the creation law I'm referring to, of course, is Genesis 1 and 29. And I'm talking as a pathologist. What I find is really wonderful is you get deep into the science and into the true science, into fact, not opinion or presumption, and the facts match the scriptures, at least the scriptures that have not been manipulated by the ministers or the evangelists, so to speak, for their own benefit. Genesis 1 and 29 is a program to avoid the diseases. I don't know if you heard me earlier today, but I tried to get a little bit of a story in with the two previous programs and build up your understanding as to know where these viruses and bacteria come from. They don't harm the host that they're in generally, but they're literally designed to take us down when we violate the law that was given in Genesis 1 and 29. Isaiah 66, 3 and 4 reiterates that same thing, showing you the consequences of violating that law. And Paul said also, touch not, taste not, handle not, lest in the using we all perish. Now, what item would you qualify for all three of those things that he said no to? Touch not, taste not, handle not. So it has to be something that you would normally want to taste. Well, Paul also said that your God would be your belly. You know, you probably know that scripture better than I do and where it's at. But he says mankind has made their belly their God. And so then the elitists, they take advantage of that and they guide you to the flesh pots of Egypt. Literally, the flesh pots. Remember the Israelites in the desert, how they complained to Moses, and He said, Father, if you love me, kill me outright. Am I their nursing father that I must bear them? So the Lord told, or God told him, gather me 70 men. I'll put the burden of this company on them. And then that 70 men gathered, and what did God tell them? I will give them their lust. I will give them their desire. And so what did he send? Remember that in Numbers 11?
Tell me.
What did God send to the Israelites who lusted after the flesh of Egypt?
What did he give them?
Quail.
The what?
He sent the quail.
Oh, the quail, yes. Not Dan Quail, though. I understand, yeah.
Oh, it's the same. Either one is a viral package just waiting to be opened.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, yes?
No, I'm just reacting to it. Yeah, very, very true. Very true. Well, and you know, you're finding this all through from the Old Testament to the New. It's the same problem of, as you say, ignorance, knowledge, lacking in knowledge, and lacking in obedience. And they've always been rather sottish to begin with, so they're a little bit thick in the head, a little stupid. They need a little bit of a paddly whack, you know, on the rumper now and then. My people, you know, and they are his people, but he's telling them they never listen, they never learn from him. So you're really hinting and you're targeting a few basic precepts here, Tom. You know,
yes, I'm Psalm 78. Everybody should read Psalm 78. Pay attention to what the conditions were, where the people were lusting out after things that the Lord told them not to have, basically by reverse logic in Genesis 1 and 29. And so as a pathologist in my past,
I can tell you
that the problems do not come from the air. They do not come from the sunshine, the garden. They only come from that area where you have to shed blood to obtain food. And in that blood, protected in that blood, vectored in that blood, is the viruses and the bacteria that harm you when you violate that law. Not only the law of Genesis 1 and 29, but how about the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. You should not take something that does not belong to you, because if you do, in return, whoever lives by the sword shall suffer or die by the sword. We have a nation of people, we have a world of people who live by the sword. So is it any wonder that ultimately the earth is going to return that, I guess the right word would be struggling. In other words, eye for an eye, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So when you live by the sword, you get to die by it. And I get to hear all these people giving you all kind of remedies against this stuff, but they never tell you the prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are living in the prevention, you also have an immune system strong enough that will protect you if there is accidental contamination.
Oh, sure.
Or deliberate contamination.
Yeah.
So remember the words of the Savior on the Mount. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the
pure in heart.
Yeah, pure in heart.
Yeah.
What's the next one? I love the next one. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Let's make peace with nature as well.
Yes, very true. Very true. Good study. Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate all of your research as well. Thank you for your call.
Well, I worked in the field and in the lab, and you can't beat the lab. The microscope never lies.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let us move on now to Robert in Illinois, I believe. Robert in Illinois is coming up next. Yes, here he is.
Yes, sir. Let me start with a little sarcasm. Praise Israel and the Israelis and their genius and their pharmaceutical conglomerate, because within a few weeks they're going to have a new vaccine to spread out to all the masses. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Art, are you listening to all of this? Art's very quiet here. Are you still with me?
Well, I got a question. I got a question for Uncle Art. This is right in his wheelhouse.
He's still here.
Uncle Art, I heard him. Uncle Art, so you've spoken about Newtown before. There's an incident. This Rebecca Carnes, she's got legal issues over there. She went into her local utility company to have the smart meter taken. She wanted the smart meter taken off her house. And she sat in the waiting room nice and friendly and quiet and whatever. And then they didn't like that she was there and that she was asking to take the smart meter off. So they sent the police in to remove her. And the only thing she did was pretty much sit in the waiting room. And then it was going to go to court. And the utility company has now dropped the charges. But they have recommended to the judge that she gets a mental evaluation. And that's her next step. So can you tell us about the DOJ, the judge, and the mafia that's running all that gig over there?
Look at no place for corruption. And it talks about the Bucks County Republican Party, which now has changed over to the Democratic Party, but it's the same players. So I also have a lot there on the smart meters. The way it came about was PICO was bought up by Exelon. Exelon's basically a front for the Chicago boys, Obama, and they forced, during the Rendell administration, to have smart meters put on everybody's property. I know firsthand from one of the guys I actually worked on, looking at the smart meters, they're getting them from China, and they're absolute pieces of garbage. They got a temperature sensor on the front and the back. The one on the back that goes to your house, they have no monitoring on it, so it can tell PICO everything's fine while it's burning your house down.
Who's owning the utility company there now? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, Exelon. The Chicago Syndicate. And Senator, State Senator Tommy Tomlinson, he's the one who basically wrote the legislation. Okay.
And these judges now insisting on mental evaluation for nothing, even though she's not charged with anything.
Well, they don't have any enforcement with that. What she can do, if you want to do the cheap thing, say I will not accept anything except under duress. Under duress means that they have no legal exception by you, and as a result, is not legally binding. So you write everything in the answer under duress. That's the cheapest thing you can do. Anything goes wrong, you can get a lawyer and sue the living heck out of them, and they have no claim to protect themselves. All right?
Yes, and Rick and Art, you may notice, back in the Soviet Union, they used to do this to their political dissidents and anybody that they wanted to get to. They just started putting people under mental evaluation and trying to lock them up for that kind of stuff. They've been doing the same thing here around the world, America and elsewhere. Am I wrong?
No, of course.
No, you're right. Right. You're right on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Newtown's been, since Operation Mockingbird, they got control of all the contracts at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. That shut down, and the syndicate, the Jewish Mafia, moved down to Bucks County, and they're running the Naval Air Base. They were in there for, like, decades, and the prime location was Newtown at Yardley.
Very good. Thank you both. Take care.
Good to hear from you again, Robert. Do we have any other callers lined up now, Ken?
Little Rock and Chance.
Okay, John first, then Little Rock, and then Chance. Hello, John, come on up. Yes, yes, John.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, very quickly. Too quick. Let me take off speech again. Very quickly, two quick questions for you. My health and Israel and the virus. I'm a subscriber to No Place for Corruption, and I like that website and the author himself. All right. Now, I went to the hospital the other day and got a clean bill of health from the cardiologist on my EKG.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I still can't go back to work. No lifting, no nothing.
Yeah. Well, at least you're on the road, huh? You seem like you're recovering.
Only by his grace, Rick.
Amen. You have to, we pray for you. We pray for everyone. So it is bringing forth fruit.
Thank y'all. My second question is Israel and the virus. Rick, I got access to the real thing when it comes to knowing about Israel. And all these experts on the radio talking about, Israel. Yeah, well, I got access to the real deal.
Aye.
And she hates Israel. You know why?
Why?
You've seen her videos. Yeah. But Rick, she was tortured because she refused to serve in the Army.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she doesn't call it, either. She calls it Palestine. So there we go on that issue.
Now, she's
You and her could work something out.
Herself?
Yeah, but she was born in Hong Kong, and that's where, really, she got more of a feeling for the homeland in Hong Kong than she do Israel.
Right.
So while everybody talks Israel, I know all about it. I'm a true expert.
You seem to have some knowledge there that many do not have. You do, and right there in Arkansas.
Thank you, Rick. And our online relationship has really gotten much closer. And you already know about her, so there we go.
Yeah.
I want to say something. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Okay, go ahead, because we don't have much time.
Right. Okay, now, real quickly, the virus that's done spread worldwide is coronavirus. Rick, hoax or not, I will tell you this. If the virus hits our troops in the Middle East, you know we can't let them come home, right?
I suppose they have to continue to fight.
No, Rick, it's much more expendable to let them die on the battlefield. Now, people say, well, that can't happen. And very quickly, oh, yes, remember the USS Pueblo? Remember the USS Liberty? Remember the Beirut barrack bombing? We have abandoned our troops many times over.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think it won't happen again.
It doesn't matter who's in the White
House. And I'm done.
I agree. Thank you, John.
Right.
Keep on the map.
And thank noplaceforcorruption.com.
Amen. Amen. All right. Good for him. All right. We have one more caller now, and let's bring him up. Bring up our call. I believe one more. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Chance, right? This is
Chance. Yes, it is. Rick, I hate to talk. Nice to talk to you also. I hate to talk politics, but what do you make of this Israel and the Zionists going after Bernie Sanders big time? What do you make of this? What is your opinion?
Well, you have the split, in my opinion. You have the left-wing Jewish communists who love him, and you have the others who are, what do you want to call them, right-wing, Trotskyite, whatever. They find him to be a liability? As far as being able to advance the cause. He is playing the game of attacking not the state of Israel, but its racial policy. So he's very shrewd in trying to manipulate the crowd of young ones to support his campaign. But in the final analysis, he's an Israeli firster. He's not an Americanist, as far as I'm concerned. And if push came to shove, which side of the fence do you think he would fall on? Their side, as far as I am concerned. Art, do you have an answer about this?
I was going to comment on John that we need to pray for our troops because they're already the guinea pigs for Big Pharma with forced vaccinations, weakening their immune system, and we're going to see them again being forced to be vaccinated with a coronavirus, which might actually cause the problem rather than help it.
Hey, Chance, we're out of time. Good words, Art. Thank you. Chance, we don't have any more time. Thanks for your call. Folks, thank you all. Have a good week.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.